to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, welcome back to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. There is something going on with my, every time I come in on Monday, I'm just blowing my eardrums out here. Let me check.
Well, you know, all those shows that we have over the weekend, and boy, I hear we had some live wires.
Well, we had some feisty times. We have feisty times on the weekends. If you're not listening on the weekends, you're missing a lot. Hey, it's 7:05 on February the 19th. It's President's Day, so if you ran out and take your trash, well, you were a day too early, most of the places. Bad Bob, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm peachy. And you looking very, you know, svelte today?
Svelte. I don't know. Wearing my Henley.
Yeah. Did you have a good weekend?
I spent it doing Coast Guard auxiliary things.
Oh, okay. Well, was that on the rivers and lakes around here?
No, it was down at the Coast Guard Island in Alameda. Well, and very interesting place. And you see that the forces down there doing their job and protecting our coastlines and doing all those Coast Guard type things.
Yeah. Well, our phone number here is 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Darla.
Good morning. Getting back in the saddle here. We've had a great weekend. And when we come back from the break, we want to talk about some citizens that we would like to do shout outs to that, we thought we did exceptional service and people that we ran into over the weekend that we thought we wanted to talk about on this Washington's birthday. It's currently 35 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. It looks like we're going to have a chance of rain today with temperatures around 60 degrees. And tonight looks like it's bumping up to 80% of rain with temperatures around 43. Now, the forecast looks like Tuesday with showers, a chance of thunderstorms on Tuesday night. And then we start to come back on Wednesday with a mostly sunny day and a chance of showers. And we'll talk more about our forecast later on in the program. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. You know, Carl, it's just a beautiful day outside, and we come into our studio, and it's if somebody's decided to turn it up to 100 degrees, and we come in the morning and go, ugh.
Well, one of us does.
I do. I always like, God, I like fresh air. Well, big air. Give me air.
It's going to be a little difficult to do that since we're like four studios in at this point. Of course, our Wells Fargo Market Minute, the markets are closed down today, so we won't be listening to our buddies over there, which is, you know, I really miss that in the morning. But we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to get started. You know, we do have some shout outs we want to make to some people. We also, I find it interesting that, you know, some of our shows are making a paper because of consternation on the show, but that's okay. And we want to talk, and we also want to, you know, Maker's Mark whiskey. I don't frankly drink it, but it made huge headlines for a couple of weeks because it was too popular. And so what did they decide to do? Water it down. Well, there's been some changes. We're going to talk about that too when we get back. Carl in the Bay, KCNR 1460, your community radio for the North State. We'll be right back.
Come down to Wind River Casino and play your cards right on the third Thursday of the month from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. and join us for exciting fun as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the ultimate party pit. Offering $1 select tables, drink specials, party pit pong, party wheel for free prizes, pimp cup giveaway, friendly dealers, and an exclusive DJ in the party pit. No one else in town offers this. For the party pit details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make your hump day a bit more exciting. Join us at Wind River Casino's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Get Over the Hump Comedy Wednesdays, drink specials and laughs with friends. Enjoy a knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be better after a long day at the office? Laughs, drink specials, and a free live comedy show every Wednesday night. For all the details, log on to WinRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. It's better on the river.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner at the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
This is Army Command Sergeant Major retired Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Having a hard time finding ammunition for your CCW training? NFI can supply your ammunition for your NRA-certified personal protection course. 16 county sheriff departments have selected NFI to train their residents in concealed carry. NFI is passionate about training, safety, and is committed to American liberties. Read our reviews at NorCalFI.com, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target, Richard.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Oh, I love that song. You know, it still kind of feels like you want to take the top down off your car, huh?
Yeah, well,
oh, she did say off the car.
Yeah, I did say take your top down. I meant take the top off. I don't know. What do you call it?
Retract the top.
I'm not really sure. Put your sunroof open.
Great time this weekend. But let's talk about Friday.
Let's talk about Friday.
Have you ever done business with an organization that is so huge that you try to do it? You try to work with them. And you try to work with them. And you try to work with them. And every time you call, you get a different person. All English speaking. So it's not that.
After I'm put on hold for 3 minutes.
Well, but you've tried, and every one of them acts like they know what they're talking about, and they well, let me research this. Okay, now this is what you have to do. In this case, it was Linda trying to change her name.
On an account
from her previous name to our name.
To my married name. Women,
and
you know what I'm talking
for this
about.
This was at Wells Fargo. Now, and so we call and they said, oh no, first of all, you need a change of Social Security. There's a hold on your account because your Social Security number doesn't match your name. Okay, so we need to prove that it's your Social Security. First of all, they said the Social Security number was wrong. So she goes down to the Social Security Administration.
And they were very,
and very, very nice.
Very good.
And, made you take your little, Swiss Army knife back to the car with that 1-inch blade.
I said he said, are you checking me? Do you think I'm carrying? He goes, well, do you have any, you know, knives in your purse or guns? I said, well, I'm not carrying now, but, you know, I can still carry, but I'm not. And then I said, looked at my purse and I had a little Swiss Army knife and I said, it was an inch, you know, one of those 2 inchers.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, you have to take that back to your car. Okay. Did we talk about this before?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
Anyway, so she gets all the paperwork to get, you know, to say that this is her Social Security number, this is her name. So then I call back to Wells Fargo again. Well, now, you need a name change. Okay. So we go back and they send us the stuff for a name change. I download it. We do that. And then it's a third call that says, you know, okay, no, they didn't know what they were talking about. You have to do this. He sends me stuff. So we figured, okay. And they say you need a something called a medallion guarantee when she signs her name. Well, then we go down to Wells Fargo here. They say it's at any bank. Well, of course it isn't. It's just, you know, it's at Wells Fargo. We go down to the bank. We come in. They can't find Linda's name or her account. And as they say here at Wells Fargo, well, this is a different part of Wells Fargo. And the lady's name that we started working with, and everybody down at the Wells Fargo office is very nice.
This is the one that is downtown, the Wells
off
Fargo.
Of Pine.
Off of Pine.
LaGaia Gill. I may not pronounce it right. LaGaia Gill.
Yes.
Was the lady that helped us. And
she was so kind.
30 minutes later.
No, it was longer than that because we waited.
I had a chance to drive all the way home, pick up stuff, and bring it
get
back.
Get our marriage license so she could see that it was official and it was all my ID. The only thing other thing I had was a Utah carry. And we said, is there anybody else that shows you a second form of identification that's a carry permit?
Besides a driver's license, that's not enough. You need something else. Okay.
And I have a photo ID on that.
I guess. And then everything else she had that said her name. But LaGaia accepted that. And then they said after this whole thing, after she's been on the phone for 45 minutes with these people, Linda just says, look, the only thing I wanted to do was close this account. It doesn't have very much money in it. I just had it for all this time. I was just going to change my name and all I was going to do is close it. That's what led to this. And the guy on the phone, the same people I had talked to 2 weeks ago says, oh, I can do that. And he closed the account just like that.
Well, with her assistance,
with
of
her
course.
Assistance,
she but, really.
But yeah. when it was happening, I swear, Ms. Gill had tears in her eyes.
Yeah, she was wonderful.
Because of the frustration that she knew we were. You know, at this point, it was humorous.
Yeah.
But the reason we're talking about this is a huge organization like Wells Fargo. They've got different branches, and you know everybody's trying. There wasn't one time in my whole time that I didn't think that everybody on every end was trying, but they just. When you become so huge and you got different aspects, but here, this lady and the Wells Fargo branch right here in town fought them to a standstill and we won.
Well,
give up.
That's why we wanted to, do a shout out because, anybody who knows Carl Bott knows when he's ready to boil over. And even though he remains calm in his seat, you're ready for, you know, it, there's going to be like the, and she recognized that it was a very frustrating, ridiculous amount of energy and time that went into something that she didn't have control over. And they just recently had rules and regulations change and she had to follow the rules and the protocol. So, this lady, again, her name is
LaGaia Gill. LaGaia Gill. It could be LaGaia, but it's LaGaia. Everybody knows her in the bank. She watches. She's been there for 15 years.
I watched this gal. She has a strong resolve. You can tell she's a woman of faith. She's calm. She's gracious. And we just want to, she is our citizen choice of the day.
That's right. So thanks a lot. And, don't give up. And if you get into a battle like this, here's the big thing is, at some point you could probably just say, this has become too hard. To get $100 from these people. So, keep the money. Just keep the money. But you can't do that. You just got to keep going forward. But with her help, we did it. And again, it wasn't like anybody wasn't trying to help. It was just the fact they're so big and they have so many moving parts, which is why it's good to do business with
local
banks. But it's the people in the large banks that are locals that you just, okay. Anyway.
Well, and then again, along with that, can I just add that, we went to the manager and said, we just want to let you know how wonderful, the person, your employee, is, how wonderful she was with us. And, think about that today on this President's Day and all the presidents, what it takes to be a leader or say thank you and be grateful or let that person who's in charge know the good job that people are in their command are doing. Recently, Carl went to a business that, we went to them and said, we keep going back to them and said, we can go anywhere and do this, but we come to you because you're really wonderful to us. They know my name. They help me with things. And, I'm one of many. Don't have to be like that. But the people that work at the specific place, and we'll talk about that in another day, go and tell the management how wonderful it is that how you're treated, and you just appreciate that. That is, if you don't get a raise, at least you get an attaboy. Gotta take a break. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. If you've been waiting to fill your tank, now is the time. We employ some of the best delivery drivers out there. So give Danny a call and get on the dispatch. And if you're in the mountains, you might see a dog sled pull up with a 55-gallon barrel strapped on it. We will get to you. Be patient. For all the folks with no power, we have a lot of portable heaters ready to go and odorless kerosene. If you need propane, we have 25 to 1-gallon bottles ready to go. Stop by the plant, even if it's raining, we'll go outside and wait on you. If you have a small heater or an older one and you want to trade up, give Johnny or Bobby a call. We'll see what we can do to get you into a new heater, or maybe a tune-up. With everybody using online for ordering fuel or paying their bills, Kathy and Sherry are feeling a little neglected. So give them a call and say hello. 241-2196. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay, and we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Budd, KCNR 1460.
Ooh, I love this. See if we hear that. Is it really, ooh, ooh. Oh, I hear my, ooh. Hey, wait. Wait.
Is that
no, there we go. Woo! Okay, wait. Woo!
Now that she's thrown you off your track, Linda, can I ask you, what did you know about Mindy McCready, the tragic incident over the weekend?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. 37 years old, and she committed suicide, and she had been in and out of rehab. And
this is her third attempt, by the
way.
This is her third attempt at suicide. And maybe her boyfriend had killed himself on the same porch, like, last month. And so
I just feel very, very the tragedy of the situation with children, you know, and the family. It's, and this is the terrible part of depression and addiction. She's been in and out of this for a long time. And she was the darling of Nashville in 96, 97. you know, the years that I was there, she was the Carrie Underwood. She was sexy. She was hot. She was fresh. If I'm not mistaken, I think she even dated the guy who played Superman on, I might be wrong, but, you know, she was thrust into a really big celebrity spotlight. And, somewhere along the lines, you know, there was a definite, I don't know, the breakdown.
Well, and it said that she had been in rehab many times. Her kids were taken away from her. She went back and took her kids. This is how, when you get into these shows where it's the rehab celebrity show, and she was in that, you know, so when you see things like that, you know, and I know that, the guy that used to be on Taxi, was a star in Taxi and also in Grease, had burned himself out on drugs and soon after being on that show. In fact, they wouldn't even let him on the show because he was on drugs. Died after that. Anyway, but, it's bad for the family. And I hate to see this happen because, like I said, it wasn't her first attempt at it.
Mindy McCreary passed away, by self-inflicted gun shot, at age 37.
Good news. AmVets had their very first fundraiser Saturday night for the Wounded Warrior Project and also to put a little into the AmVet Ladies Auxiliary. This is the Ladies Auxiliary for AmVets post number 4, the, Marisha Hannison's post, Mojo post. Huge success, filled up the room, lots and lots of people, and the band, Rough Cut was there. But we just want to say and give a shout out to, Linda Kent. And Linda Kent and, of course, Greg and Joan Raffa and the girls from Classic Cafe, Millie and Kathy.
Absolutely. And Mark, you know, we
Mark
saw
Kent,
with,
yeah.
I mean, the group, the gals from the AmVets, women auxiliary. I mean, it was their first, again, the first event that they put on, and it was at the, Senior Citizen Center. Beautiful. It was a beautiful event, and you had Clear Cut playing. They were great. The food was great. The attendance was great, and of course, was all for the Wounded Warrior program.
Yeah, and one of the officers from the Wounded Warriors was in there speaking about it. He's the one that handles the Northern Division up here, and he talks about the had a video running in the background of all the projects they run and how they help Wounded Warriors. And it started with the guy that started it was there visiting his family, visiting his son who's laying there literally naked in the, hospital bed, been wounded severely. And he thought, well, you know, so they went out and got him clothes and he said, well, if our son's like this, what about the other sons? And that's what started it. So every, warrior that comes back, that's been wounded, traumatic brain injury, amputations, injuries, the Wounded Warrior Foundation is there to give them a backpack. And in that backpack are shirt and shorts and socks and, magazines and things just, you know, so that they're remembered and they know that they're remembered.
And Mary Lou and Commander Gibson, Mary Lou says she listens every morning. So if you're listening on this President's Day, shout out to you. And it's great to see, you know, these wonderful supporters of the veterans community. Always at these events. And, so hello. You know, before, we go to our 7:30 hard break, we, watched a lot of stuff on President Lincoln this weekend. It was, fascinating for me. I learned a lot in Killing Lincoln, which aired last night.
The part that, that you were pretty much up on everything, but Seward, I mean, you only got a minute left. Secretary of State Seward, who was not having a good week, he had been in a carriage accident and it had broken his jaw, broken his left arm, was laying in bed, was in bad shape, and the assassination attempt, the guy came in, beat his son half to death with a pistol, stabbed two or three other people, and while he's laying helpless in bed, gets stabbed like multiple times, and then the guy leaves. Well, he lives through this. Seward lives through all this and goes and recovers completely.
And, I mean,
from
it
that.
Makes you wonder that it obviously wasn't his time.
It wasn't his time. Okay, we've got to take a break from the news. We're back. We got Maker's Mark. We have the gun laws, of course, and so many other things. We'll be right back. Gary Cadd's on at 8 o'clock. We'll see what his priorities are for the rest of this year.
From the Fox Business Network, the markets are closed today in honor of President's Day. When trading resumes tomorrow, we'll get some key earnings reports from some big names. Tomorrow, we'll hear how Dell did in the final 3 months of last year, as founder Michael Dell leads a group planning to take the computer maker private, that in a deal valued at $24 billion. Herbalife reports on Wednesday. It has been in the spotlight because of a battle between heavyweights, as Carl Icahn revealed last week. He has a 13% stake in the company, while rival investor Bill Ackman calls the company a house of cards. And Goldman Sachs' chief U.S. economist, Ian Hatzius, says downside economic risks have diminished. In a note sent to the bank's clients yesterday, Hatzius says the U.S. economy will grow slowly this year as tax increases and government spending cuts offset improvement in the private sector. But he says the economy will really step on the gas next year as fiscal policy turns more neutral. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lauren Simonetti.
Do you owe the IRS over $20,000 in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or are under audit? Are your wages being garnished, or are they about to be? The IRS is ramping up their collection efforts. The audit rate today is 100% higher than it was in 2000, but Tax Resolution Services can help. Tax Resolution Services will completely handle your case for you and deal with the IRS on your behalf and can negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Call Tax Resolution Services now at 866-IRS-PROBLEMS or log on to taxresolution.com.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Have you or a family member been touched by cancer? The North State Cancer League has made it their mission to join the battle to fight cancer for the last 27 years. On February 23rd, the North State Cancer League will raise funds for the local Reading community. The evening provides a moment for our guests to remember and recognize those who are currently fighting cancer. Take part in joining this event. Contact Molly Oliver at 530-227-5239.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Let's get it started in here.
Whoa. You know what this is from?
Yeah.
Burlesque.
Yeah, about 5 minutes ago. You know what? If I have to hear one more time how hard it is for women to change their names, and I don't care. I've been listening to this for 5 years. I
It's still not done.
It's still not done.
It is still.
I'm going to have to listen to this the next 25 years.
No, I mean, you're damn straight.
Damn, yeah. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Get in there, and Espresso Joe's. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. They will meet or beat any tobacco price in town. Joe and Shelly have done so much for this community in 30 years. Over the last 30 years, you can't even begin to imagine this. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I guess there's somebody on the phone, but we don't know because nobody's written it down.
I'm sorry. It's Coach.
Coach!
Hey, good Coach. Morning.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, you too. Hey, can I tell you two real fast military-related stories?
Sure. You may.
A few years back, I had an employee, one of the best employees I've ever had, young man, joined the Navy. Joined the Navy Reserves, had to go to Great Lakes for boot camp, you know, the whole deal. And because he joined and because of how he joined and what he was going into, he got a around a $10,000 or $11,000 bonus. He got back to Reading after all of his training, received that bonus in the form of a check, took it to his bank, where he banked, deposited it, and they told him, we're going to have to hold that 8 to 10 days until it clears. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, that's a check written on the U.S. Treasury.
Yeah, yeah, I've had that happen.
Why do you have to wait 5 minutes to get your money? I don't care how much it is. He's a soldier. He joined. He did his thing. He's now being paid by the citizens of the country. Why does he have to wait 10 minutes? Now, I won't name the bank, but you've already talked about him a little bit earlier when I first got in my car, and I missed part of that conversation. But they got horses and a stagecoach and other stuff. Anyway, I thought I'd share that because I thought that was about the rottenest thing I'd ever heard of.
Well, you know, sometimes they do that, but I've had that happen to me at other banks. So I've gotten a check from the U.S. government, and they said, we're going to have to put a hold on this for 5 days. And I said, it's the U.S. government. I know, but that's our policy. I said, it's the U.S. government. And they,
unbelievable.
And they, you know what? I kept saying the same thing, and of course I was an idiot for saying it because their answer was always the same. It's our policy. But what I was saying at the Wells Fargo this time is, everybody tried to help. You know, some of them didn't have the right information. When you finally put both sides of it together, it came together for us, but they didn't give up. Yeah. That's the part I liked.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the second story?
Last story is I had the wonderful pleasure yesterday of going to hear the U.S. Navy band.
Ooh, how was that?
Well, I will tell you, Miss Linda, it was fantastic. That is an incredible assemblage of highly talented, world-class musicians.
They are.
And if you ever wanted to make a career in music, that's the way to do it. Because as you know, it ain't easy.
No, it's not. In fact,
we had a steady paycheck and maybe own a home and have a retirement and then still have a career after that. What a way to go.
Yeah, well, you know, we had Linda sang out at Insomos one evening with a young piano player that the next week he was heading off to the Marine Corps.
And our good friend Lou White.
I remember him.
Yeah.
Played in the Navy band. Yeah. Did you know that? Lou White played in the Navy band. So,
well, you know, it's Lou White's a very talented musician. Thing is, I had low expectations, not of the music, because I know the caliber of these people, but I had, unfortunately, low expectations that there was not going to be a very big turnout at the auditorium. And when that place has 500 people in it, it's not, you know, it looks empty.
Uh-huh.
It was virtually packed.
Ugh.
Free concert?
The whole parking lot was full. Oh. It was great.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. You know, I know that they were coming in. I knew it was a free concert, and the fact is that they are a great band. So I'm glad you had a good time, Coach Bob.
Wow, that's great.
Well, thank you, guys. I'm off to other places.
Yeah.
Right. Have a great day.
You bet.
Thank you so much.
Hey, you know, one of our chat room, Fargy said that he's getting ready to graze a new breed of puppies. He's going to cross these mini doxies with Yorkies. He's going to call them dorkies.
Yeah, I have to hurry. Before we take a break right now, I want to read something quick. We'll come back on the other side, but this is out of Beaumont, Texas. Pastor James McCabe believes the scriptures can tame temptation and wash away sins, but he'll tell you that nothing repels true evil like a well-placed loaded Glock 40 caliber pistol. McKibbe, known around the town as Pistol Packing Preacher, keeps his loaded Glock in a holster tucked in his pants at all times. Whether making a bank deposit or preaching from the pulpit of the Lighthouse Worship Center, an Assembly of God church where he pastors. When not preaching, McCabe offers a $50 one-day concealed weapons course to gun enthusiasts. And since the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in December, when a 20-year-old man shot and killed 20 students and six staffers before shooting himself, he's offered the classes for free to teachers. And continuing on with this particular article, it's the Texas way, McCabe 36 says. We believe an armed society is a peaceful society. This is Texas, and everybody has a gun.
All right. We're going to take a break in on that, and when we come back, we're going to talk guns. We're going to talk about this newest idea from Feinstein. But also we're going to talk about Maker's Mark. We want to get that one finished too. As somebody said in the chat room, guns and whiskey? All right. So we'll be right back after these messages.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love our in-store deli with our no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Bakery fresh bread, and of course, our organic produce washed in our purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years. Family owned and operated for three generations. Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Try us for Tapa Hour, tasty cocktails and tapa specials every day, including late night on Friday and Saturdays. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State, 530-605-4567. February the 19th, it's holidays out there, schools, banks, garbage collection, all that's closed. 744 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Lions Heated and Air. They work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You need an emergency call? You need a repair?
Give them a call. 221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Maker's Mark, sweetie. Now, I never, you know, that's the one with the, I guess the it's been dipped in in the wax, and it's got the red, you know, red top on it. Made this announcement last week or 2 weeks ago that they were going to cut the amount of alcohol they had in their whiskey from 90 to 84%.
Because of their global demand.
Yeah, business was too good.
Yeah, 90 to 84%.
Right. And
alcohol content.
And business was too good.
Yeah.
It was proof. And so, the outcry over
on
this,
Twitter,
on just all the social media, but everything, because one of the things was, are you going to reduce the price? Oh no, we're just going to reduce the alcohol content. Huge. I mean, I don't know who was in their marketing department, but it was obviously somebody that's never had a drink of whiskey, because it was just a horrendous outcry over this. So what did Maker's Mark decide to do? They're not reducing the alcohol content. We're just going to have to put up, you know, you're just going to have to be a shortage of this. Now, was this a huge marketing ploy?
I don't know.
I mean, you think about it. Is this some, hey, we're going to reduce it, and then everybody's put, you know what? Everybody in the world was talking about Maker's Mark then, and people are probably running out and buying bottles of whiskey that they ordinarily wouldn't do, so they'd have it. I mean,
Kentucky bourbon.
Was this a way to boost sales?
I don't know. It's really interesting that you have these dry counties back where you get whiskey making counties.
Well, you know what? The county that Jack Daniel's whiskey is made in
is dry.
It's a dry county. You can't buy it there, but you can sure make it there.
Well, I'll tell you what's not dry are some of the eyes of fans in the Indy 500 that Danica Patrick is the first woman ever in the 65-year history to have won the pole position. Now, I'm not a big fan, but can you tell me what that means?
That means she be – you know what this means.
No.
And I'll tell you
no
what.
No double entendres
this, no,
here,
no,
please.
No, but you know what this means, because we, the only stock car race we were in, you and I won the pole position. Remember that? That means you are in the number one car on the inside lane of the Daytona. You start, I mean, that is the premier position to start in.
She was top qualifier.
And she was the top qualifier. She drove the fastest of anybody to qualify.
See, that's not how we got the pole position.
No, we just, everybody just kind of like,
yeah, pulled, we pulled a ticket.
Yeah, yeah, everybody just,
and it was the luck of the draw.
But we were in the pole position. That's what happened. We got smashed up.
And I had no idea, and everybody was like, you got the pole position. I will never forget racing with Carl Bott, and will never do it again in my life. To be strapped in the passenger, I mean, literally strapped with those straps that go down in the middle of my legs where I, you know, like one of those movies you see that you can eject out of the seat, and I'm in this cage around 200 laps. Actually, it was 100 laps, praying to God that if I ever, I was crying and yelling, if you could do both.
I was
terrified.
You could do both. No.
And I came up to him after that race, and I said, you never even said thank you. He just looked smiling.
If you're going to race, let's race.
It's like changing your name. Say thank you. All you have to go through when you change your name.
Again with the name change.
You know what? This is never going to be over. You know what? Just because you're going down the track, three abreast at 80 miles an hour, and she was upset. Okay. I thought it was
I'm still going to get even. You just will never know when.
You know what? If people that don't know you don't realize that just sent a little shiver through me right then. All right. Hey, Senator McCain is alleging a massive cover-up on Benghazi. He was on the talk shows this weekend. He says there was a massive cover-up on Benghazi. And the guy, what do you mean? He says, we had four Americans killed. We don't even know yet who those people were that they evacuated from the embassy. Who are they? How come we haven't been able to talk to them? There's like 20 of them. And who was the president talking to that night? And who was he talking to the next morning about Benghazi? And who is it that said for 2 weeks they would not come out and say this was a terrorist attack? Oh, we're gathering information. Yes, that one word terrorism was, but it was a generic one. McCain is saying, why don't we know us? He says it's a massive cover up. Well, let me ask you a question, Senator McCain and Congress. Why hasn't it been uncovered? Why can't you get them to answer the simple question of who was the president talking to that night? Why was the admiral relieved from duty that was during this attack? Why was he relieved because of leadership problems during this attack?
Why were they in this location without guards? Talk to us about the amount of arms that we had shipped over to Libya and where it went to. Were these arms that we had given them that they used back at us? Was this it? These are just like four or five questions that still need to be answered. I mean, they need to be answered, but yet we don't seem to do it. They were trying to hold Chuck Hagel's nomination up to be SecDef because some of the things he's also said about Iran and Israel and a few other things. And McCain says, well, you know, we're going to vote on him, even though I'm not going to vote for him because I don't think he's competent enough to be the Secretary of Defense. Then why is he getting out of committee? Why don't you just hold him? Hey, I don't believe he's competent. Well, guess what? I'm taking a stand here. And let's talk about stands. We're going to talk about stands as soon as we get back from this break. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Do not miss the incredible savings during the Big Crown Motors President's Day Sale. Hurry to Crown to really save on hundreds of vehicles priced to sell. Every car, every truck, every SUV. Save on Ford, Dodge, Lincoln, Honda, and Nissan. All at incredible discounts. Huge savings on clean, quality pre-owned vehicles too. Stop in or check us out online at CrownMotorsReading.com during the Big President's Day Sale through Monday at Crown Motors in Reading.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine. Increase the value of your vehicle, and we'll have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no, not there. Oh,
ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460 AM with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:55 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Head on down. They're having a big President's Day sale. Head on down. Put on your Lincoln costume and head on down. I bet you can get a better deal if you're dressed up. I'm not promising anything, but wow. If you go down there dressed like George Washington, who would not give you a good deal? And you'll pick up that Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, or Ram right down there. Also, their service department is second to none. What can I say about Reading Crown Motors?
your local and North State dealers. 555 Cypress Avenue is where they're located at, or give them a call at 530-223-2177.
Good morning, and the weather is 38 degrees right now in the downtown studios on this, well, on this President Washington's birthday, actually. We'll call it President's Day. Chance of rain tonight with temperatures around 43. Our high today is going to be 60, and the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546, music, pizza, the whole shooting match out at Anselmo's. Let's go to the phones.
Randy, good morning. What's happening? Name changes.
Hey, good morning, Linda and Colonel. I was chuckling when I was listening to you talking about name changes, and I was wondering if Carl ever told you the story. I figured if he did, you'd want to change your name. But we were playing in the Special Olympics golf tournament. And we're standing on the tee box, and over the loudspeaker comes, next up on the first tee, Mr. Carl Butt. And everybody's standing around with spitting drinks out of their mouth. And just
it was the 90-proof bourbon at that point. Yeah.
You know what? With a name like Bot, you've learned to live with that. You know, and I thought you were going to talk about is that we were playing, and when we were playing,
I'm not changing my name again ever.
When I drove off the tee, it went straight out into the river. I thought that's what you're going to talk about.
Oh no! What happens on the course stays on the course.
Yeah,
we weren't on the course yet,
Randy.
And still weren't on the course.
Yeah, I know. I was on the off the course more than I was on it. That
well, night. Randy, I have to tell you, I haven't been called Mrs. Butt yet, but it's not. I'm waiting. I know it's coming around the corner.
You well, know, I can't wait to meet you, Linda. I know that's in our future.
Oh, it is. I'm sure.
You all have a great day.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Hey,
it could
thank
be.
Thank you for your service.
It depends. Oh, how nice. You know, and you just never know when you have, accents, how that can be. But anyway, you've got something I know that you're chewing
in the
on
last
there.
4 minutes. Okay. Let's talk about the weapons. You know, as you know, Dianne Feinstein has initiated a national package that I guess there's like 2,000 weapons exempted from it. Already the articles are coming out saying, oh, no, you can't exempt these. What's the difference between this weapon and this weapon? What about this weapon and this weapon? Well, frankly, the people that know anything about guns, and these are, I mean, I'm talking about different organizations, are saying this. It's like they took a dartboard and threw darts at it and saying, oh, no, this is a bad one. Oh, no, this is a good one. They're the same weapon. And it's, you know, they have no idea what they're talking about, but they're just wanting to ban these. Oh, we'll exempt these. Oh, we'll ban this one. Oh, no, this will be okay. It's willy-nilly. Now, the ones you really have to worry about, though, are these crazies down in Sacramento. They want to ban centerfire rifles with a detachable magazine. You know what that is? That's your hunting rifle, my friends. A semi-automatic centerfire rifle, which means that a caliber of anything above a 17 or 22 could be banned if it's got a detachable magazine, if it's a center fire rifle. And then you can't have more than 500 rounds of ammunition. You've got to sign for the ammunition. You've got to have a license to buy ammunition. Does anybody in their right mind believe that these laws, these restrictions are going to keep criminals from getting the weapons and using them? There was something in the paper today from Bob Williams, who's a progressive, he's a Democrat, liberal type, that says the NRA won't let people study it. It doesn't make any difference about studying it, about studying the causes of violence. I think people pretty much know what the causes of violence are, and that there's a lot, you know, that the fact is, and he did say this, is that when you ban the weapons, there's no change in the gun deaths. In fact, gun deaths have gotten worse. So why do we need to ban weapons? And this is going to go on. This is California, who wants to take the lead in everything, including raising our electric rates and everything else. It's a time to join Gun Owners of California. They're having something on March 23rd. You need to look this up. You need to look at joining an organization that's going to try and keep us from losing our rights to own a weapon in California. And if you don't think that's going to happen, you need to listen to what their press conference said. Anyway, we've got Gary Cadd with us. He'll be back. We'll be back after the news.
What really happened?
Well, I don't know what really happened. I think we could ask, but we'll find out what happened. But when we come back, we have Gary Cab. We're going to talk about city council. We're going to talk about things that are happening here in the community. It's Monday. It's President's Day. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The civil war in Syria raging on again today, and the UN is warning both sides are becoming more radical, blaming the regime and rebels for war crimes like murder and torture. A move to arm the opposition has come up short in Europe. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen, live in London.
And Dave, the European Union is sticking with an existing arms embargo on Syria, rejecting a call from Britain to amend it to help Syrian rebels.
Wir verfolgen hier in diesen Verhandlungen drei.
Germany's foreign minister says there are already too many weapons in Syria and that the focus should be on diplomacy. EU ministers have agreed to provide more non-lethal support. That's roughly in line with the American position, Dave.
Simon, as Afghan forces take more responsibility securing their country, Afghanistan's president has banned them from asking for certain U.S. support. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live in our Middle East Bureau.
That's right, Dave. He's saying no to airstrikes in certain circumstances. President Hamid Karzai has issued a decree banning Afghan security forces from calling in an airstrike while on an operation in a residential area. Critics say they're concerned that Afghan troops will struggle to battle insurgents without the extra support from the air. But Karzai is under pressure to reduce civilian casualties. A NATO airstrike last week killed 9 women and children. Dave?
Emily, in the mid-90s, Mindy McCready was a country star. Help me break this spell. Then she hit the skids in and out of rehab and court. Now McCready is dead, ending it all with a gun on the front porch of her Arkansas home, the same place her boyfriend killed himself last month. They were the parents of a 10-month-old boy. McCready had just been ordered to give up custody of him and her older 6-year-old son. It's the Reader's Digest version of financial trouble. Bankruptcy. For the second time in 4 years, the magazine's parent company is trying to cut its debt, but will still publish Reader's Digest while it restructures. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Congress has the week off, but when it returns, Democrats will try to end the Republican hold on Chuck Hagel's nomination to be defense secretary. Lawmakers will also try to figure a way around the big looming budget cuts March 1st, and they'll consider immigration reform. But if they don't work out a compromise, the White House has an alternative.
Backup is how the White House is labeling the plan that leaked late Saturday. It made Arizona Republican Senator John McCain wonder on NBC if the president really wants a bipartisan compromise.
Or does he want another cudgel to beat up Republicans so that he can get political advantage in the next election?
But on CNN, New York Democrat Chuck Schumer was more optimistic.
I am very hopeful that in March, we will have a bipartisan bill.
Schumer's one of 8 senators from both parties crafting an immigration bill. He's urging Republicans to give the group time to finish that work. In Washington, Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
Argo already won a Golden Globe.
I think my little story is the only thing between you and a gun to your head.
Now the Writers Guild of America has awarded it Best Adapted Screenplay. Zero Dark Thirty honored for Original Screenplay. Pre-Oscar honors for 2 of the films vying for Best Picture. Now the Academy Awards are Sunday night with some big names up for supporting roles.
When it comes to the men up for Best Supporting Actor, the early awards haven't given us much insight since they've been split. The Screen Actors Guild gave it to Tommy Lee Jones for Lincoln.
You are more reptile than man, George.
Philip Seymour Hoffman won the Critics' Choice for The Master.
But above all, I am a man.
Christoph Waltz took home the Golden Globe for Django Unchained.
How'd you like the bounty hunting business?
That leaves Alan Arkin for Argo.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
And Robert De Niro for his role in Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah, have Ernest Hemingway call us and apologize to us.
They've all won Oscars in the past. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
Based on its many bad reviews, the fourth Die Hard sequel won't win any Oscars next year, but the Bruce Willis movie did top the box office over the weekend. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to the second hour of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, community radio for the North State. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It is 8:05 in the morning on February the 19th. It's a President's Day, so things like trash will not be picked up. Banks are closed. Schools are closed. You can speed untouched through the streets because the police are off. Okay, I was just kidding about that. I kid now and then. Of course, we're here with Bad Bob and Linda Bott.
Good morning. Currently 38 degrees. Yeah, in the downtown studios. It looks like we're going to have a chance of rain towards this evening. Temperatures today will be high of around 60 degrees tonight, around 43. Tomorrow it looks like we're going to have, showers and slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow night. So the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, pizza night on Thursdays, music on the weekends, horseback riding, sporting clays, you name it. And what a beautiful, building they're putting up there for the, and the special events building, glass and steel. And it's, you know, over 90 people work up there working on all these things up in Anselmo's, constantly trying to upgrade their facilities up there in the North State. Okay, let's go to the phones. Commander Gibson, good morning and welcome aboard.
Good morning to both you and
good morning.
Linda.
Good to see you on Saturday evening.
Well, thank you very much. I'm calling in to remind all the veterans and the community that there will be a salute to veterans at Parsons Junior High School at 8:45 this coming Thursday, the 21st of February. This is one of the premier, not the only, but one of the premier veterans events that happened in the North State over the years. Cheryl Olson, the principal of the school, goes to no end just to put on a tremendous program to salute the veterans. And the community is invited, but I would hope that veterans that can make it would be there.
And that's going to be 8:45 at Parsons School. Is that Wednesday, the 21st?
Thursday. I believe that's the 31st.
But okay, let me check with that. It is the 21st, though. I know that.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so it's going to be the 21st at the Parsons School at 8:45. So be there probably around 8:30-ish. And it's a salute to veterans. And we will push this for the next couple of days. So, Commander, thank you so much.
One other thing, could, real quick, Carl.
Yes, sir.
I was at the Navy band presentation on Sunday afternoon. It was phenomenal. But the thing that distressed me was, as they started the program, they gave a rendition of the Star Spangled Banner that it brought chills of tear back.
Wow.
And lo and behold, about half of the people there stood with their hands at their side and never rendered a proper hand salute or their hand over their heart. I wonder if they don't teach this in school or if people are just so indifferent these days.
Well, you know, I think part of it is they don't teach it in school. But, you know, they stood up and they took off their hats, I would hope. And I think maybe it just is if you're a military, I think probably at the beginning of it, somebody said if you're a military veteran, you may salute or you may put your hand over your heart. Something
That's
like
right.
that, just to remind people. Because
thanks so much for your time, and you
yes,
guys
sir.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
You bet.
Okay, hey, let's go to Elizabeth. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, you know what? We're bitchy, and I keep saying I'm trying to get a hold of you and talk to you.
I see you the other night as well.
I see you, and then you disappear or I disappear.
Also at the AMVET event.
That was a nice event the other night.
Yes.
It was great. We're talking about
the Wounded Warriors.
Yeah, the fundraiser for the Wounded Warriors.
Yeah, Linda Kent and the Ladies Auxiliary did a fabulous job.
Yes, they did. Thank you. It was great seeing you.
You too. Well, let me let you know, we've got a lot going on tonight, actually. We have three different learning opportunities, as I like to call them, for folks that want to come out and get informed about what's going on in the world. First of all, we have Dr. Doug McConnell. He will be our main speaker, and he's a well-known cardiologist in town, and he will be talking about Obamacare as it relates to surgeons and specialty doctors. It has an impact.
It has a huge impact
for everybody.
Yeah.
And so he's gonna enlighten everybody as to what it's gonna be like out there in a pretty short period of time when you need a specialty doctor for a particular situation that you might have and how difficult that may be. Secondly, we've got a gentleman that has been on We the People Radio in the past. He was raised in America, has lived in London for many years, and he works with a group that is trying to combat the rise of Islam in London, because Great Britain is sort of besieged by some of the extremists in the Islam religion.
They want to establish Sharia law, I believe, over there.
Yeah, exactly. And Sharia law is a little frightening if you really understand what it involves. So he'll be joining us, and he's going to actually have a classroom after the main speaker where people can and go in and chat with him and kind of find out what's happening with what he's doing. And then we also have Ruth Angel coming in and talking about the Integrity Project, which is a local project that has been formed by a number of private citizens to encourage our county and city governments to come to the table and open up lines of communication with everyday citizens.
And that's going to be a big rally on the 27th,
yes,
I believe.
Yes,
and we're going to be talking with Ruth. We'll have her on, but we're going to be also it's a program. It's not aimed at any one person. It's opening lines of communication. And as Rick Simon said when he was appointed in Russ Maul's place the other day, they need to have a bit more openness to the community.
The bottom line is that these government agencies and officials and basically employees of the government are basically working for the citizens because it's our tax dollars that pay their salaries, and there's no reason not to work together.
Right. No, I understand. So, okay, and all that's tonight.
All of that is tonight, 2570 South Bonneview Road, 6 o'clock, the Destiny Fellowship Church.
All right. Elizabeth, thank you so much.
Thanks. Have a great week.
You bet.
Thanks,
hey, Carl and Abbott, KCNR 1460. We're going to take a quick break. Gary Catt is our guest, and he's sitting here rocking and ready. We'll be right back. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as a dollar per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to KCNR 1460, where Carl's trying to extract his head from a part of his body. All right. Let me try to start this all over again.
Today is the 18th.
It's not the 19th. And Commander Gibson, I am so sorry. You're right. You're right.
Oh, my God.
I was just wrong. I said, wait a minute. Today's the 19th, and I kept trying to convince myself.
No, today's the 18th. Let's get clear.
Today's the 18th. It's still President's Day. It's still shut down.
Yes, okay. But it is the 18th.
But it is the 18th.
I start back at Adamson's Peak Performance today. I know it's the 18th because I'm ready to get hurt.
Okay. On the 21st, which is Thursday, at Parsons School at 8:45 is a salute to the veterans. So, Commander Gibson, thank you so much. And wait a minute. Yep, got my head out. All right.
All right.
Our guest is Gary Catt.
Good morning.
Hi, Gary.
How are you?
That's okay.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Before we start here, though, Commander Gibson has said something that is near and dear to me and bugs me. And that is that when we have the Pledge of Allegiance or we stand for the playing of the National Anthem, the right hand should be on your heart. And I believe, if I can remember this correctly, it's all present and former military, give the proper hand salute. And then all others, remove your headgear, your hats, and put your right hand over your heart. And as I go through my life of watching things that happen, I see that it's very seldom done. One thing that I just noticed was they played the national anthem at the Super Bowl and the camera was swinging around the stadium with different shots. The number of people that were just standing there with their hands at their sides, they were standing. Some still had their hats on. But, folks, the American flag and the national anthem are to me a sign of pride in the United States of America. And it's something that we all should be learning. I guess maybe my dad drilled it into me back when I was a young man.
Well, you did it at school. And that's the thing is, at school, you stood up, you put your hand over your
heart,
and you did the Pledge of Allegiance. Mm-hmm. I think they do that in a lot of schools, but a lot of times it's ignorance, just like you said. So if it's ignorance, I think before you start out and say veterans, you may salute the flag, for our veterans or everybody else, please put your hand over your heart. Mm-hmm. Now, if they don't want to do that, well, okay, that's them.
Yeah, but that should be a small minority.
But it should be. But Gary, we burn the flag in this country. We do things that are frankly, abhorrent when you think about, you know, we're not paying homage to our warriors. We got a million case backload in the VA. You know, we're getting ready to, we've got wounded and we have the things that are happening here. They should do it. They should put their hands over their heart. And I would say when you see everybody standing up, at least everybody stands up.
Well,
and they take
right
their
there,
hats off. So, I mean, it's one of those things that, okay, they do that. Okay, yes, it would be great if they all put their hands over their hearts, but, you know, ignorance, they're at a game. I think the main thing for most people is ignorance. They don't think about it. And, you know, I've seen them do this as they look around and they see somebody else doing it, then they put their hand up. Anyway. The herd instinct, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's right.
You know what? Because we were running over, let's take a quick break, get ourselves back on time. I know we've got some things we want to talk about here. Our guest is Redding City Councilman Gary Cadd. Linda and I will be back here in a minute.
Yeah, we have some emails coming in, and we're going to answer some of those chat pack questions, KCNR 1460.
You took me on.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do not miss the incredible savings during the Big Crown Motors President's Day Sale. Hurry to Crown to really save on hundreds of vehicles priced to sell. Every car, every truck, every SUV. Save on Ford, Dodge, Lincoln, Honda, and Nissan. All at incredible discounts. Huge savings on clean, quality pre-owned vehicles too. Stop in or check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com during the Big President's Day Sale through Monday at Crown Motors in Reading.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine, increase the value of your vehicle, and will have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR1460, Carl and DeBott. Community radio for the North State. This portion of the show brought to you by the Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, great coffee for everything, any type of coffee you can imagine. Lattes, cappuccinos, and of course they meet or beat any price for tobacco in this town. Veterans always get discounts. Tobacco and Brew been in the business for over 30 years and have supported this community in so many ways. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. Gary Cadd.
Good morning.
The last time you were in here, from what I read someplace, is that things got a little tense.
I think I was using a different microphone. Maybe it got better Scoobies than this one. Yeah, well, you know, let's talk about that. Let's bring that up. I've been invited to come in to be on a show, which I came in, and was asked questions about the REU Commission, and I believe I answered the questions, and then I was asked again and answered somewhat again, and then finally went to another subject and came right back to the commission again. And I realized that my instant departure, because I was the one that asked for the break that came up, my instant departure was probably not a very good idea. First of all, many folks probably in the community know I'm a fighter. I always have been a fighter. It's rather obvious that I ran for city council for 3 times. So, I show that I have the backbone to move forward. So I could have stayed and put up with it. The problem being was that, I was not feeling in a comfortable position with someone that I thought was friendly, and then asking the questions and going forward the way they did. And it's rather interesting to go back and listen to the program in question, and then also listening to that same program that was aired this last Saturday morning. There were some comments made. So as far as my getting up and walking out, I apologize. I shouldn't have done it. As far as being able to answer the tough questions, I can answer the tough questions. So,
so this was the questioning is over on the Reading Electric Utility Commission.
On right? The commission, yes.
So this is something that, has just been, it's been up and now it's passed. What was it? 3-2?
Yeah.
Okay. 3-2. Why do we need a commission?
Well, to start
for people
with,
that may not have heard that.
Yeah.
Show.
Well, to start with, up and I think from 1986, don't hold me on the start date of when it started, but the Reading, the city of Reading or the Reading Electric Utility had a commission up until 1994, and the commission was done away with. And from my research and listening and talking to other people, it really was a political move to remove the commission. But keep this in mind. Let's step back here a second. The state of California has an oversight commission for all electric utilities, private sector electric utilities in the state of California. It's called a PUC. So you have the state government, you have PUC that oversees these private sector electric companies. All right. At the same time, here in the city of Reading, we have an electric utility. And the governing body is the Reading City Council. Now, a city councilor back in October made the statement that city council really doesn't have the expertise to manage a $300 million asset for the city of Reading. And this is what I've been talking about for the last three and a half years, something like that, when we had the Reading Electric Utility Billing Review Committee. That then, when I was on that committee, I saw then that we needed a commission to where folks could come in with their problems with the utility and have a place to bring them forward. Just a town hall meeting's not going to get the job done. And that's the reason why I ran. That was a big focal point of my running for Reading City Council in 08, in 10, and again in 12. So this is the reason why we're running forward with it, and three of the members two of the other members on the council agree with the argument that I've brought forward for this.
Well, now who's going to be on this commission?
Well, there'll be seven.
Is it a commission?
Commission.
Well, but, and I have two questions. Who is going to be on it? And three, my second part of that is, how much is this going to cost?
All right, let's take your first question. The people that will be on the committee at the moment, I can't tell you because I don't know. I know some folks have sent letters in or contacted the mayor asking him for possibly to be put on it. Now, I don't know who those folks are, so at the moment, I don't know. But I would like to see a lawyer, a CPA, electrical engineer, mechanical engineer, and three people from the community.
What if you can't get those?
Pardon me?
What if you can't get those of the quality that should be on this? Because, I mean, it's a $300 million organization we're just talking about, and we're asking for volunteers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if it's volunteers, that means we don't pay them.
No, this is total volunteer. This will not.
The one thing I've noticed about volunteerism, it's really great, but sometimes they don't show up because their lives take another direction. Is what I'm saying, Gary. I'm not saying is that we don't maybe need some more oversight here, but the question is, I mean, how much power are they going to have? Because what if one of them doesn't show up? One of them just quits after you get him trained up.
Well, the point being is we have a planning commission. They seem quite readily to be able to have a quorum to be able to conduct business. We have CSAC, the Community Service Advisory Commission,
mm-hmm.
that there's five members on that one, and they seem to be able to get a quorum, and all members are there to. So I don't think we're going to have a problem with the folks, and I think there's quite a number of people that have come forward and said that they would be interested in looking at it being on the commission. So I think what we have to do here is we have to play through it and let this thing work through till we have the commission
and know what's going to
be on
it.
And see what happens with it.
So I mean, but did you see where I'm coming from on this one? This is huge.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I totally do.
Okay, we've got to run. We got to take a break for the news, but we'll be right back. Reading City Councilman Gary Tad is our guest.
Fox News Radio, I'm Paul Stevens. An apparent suicide by a country music chart topper from the mid-90s. Mindy McCready, dead at 37 from a self-inflicted gunshot wound after leading a tumultuous life.
Drug arrests, family squabbles, including child custody matters, all getting played out in public. She had numerous court appearances. This was from 2005.
This is just one more step in getting all this over with so that I can go back to being a singer and a mom.
She leaves behind two boys. One is just 10 months old.
Fox Radio's Eben Brown. Just days after a giant meteor explodes over Russia and another flies by Earth, something lights up the South Florida sky last night.
Never seen anything like that ever in my life.
Eyewitness Adam Dilley there in Miami Beach describing a red fireball with a green tail. Eyewitnesses saying it lasted for just a few seconds. Fox News, we report, you decide.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Mistake Granite Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard. But our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
Thanks to your faithful and generous support, the Good News Rescue Mission is able to help people transform their lives from addictions and homelessness to becoming productive citizens again. In addition to a highly successful free recovery program, the mission, over the past 5 years, has provided over 1,800 chapel services, 360,000 nights of emergency shelter, and more than 1 million hot meals to our neighbors. Thank you again for helping to transform lives. I am Cesar Partida. This is the Good News, and this is our mission.
For more info, go to gnrm.org.
Play bingo at Wind River Casino. Paper-only night is the first Tuesday in February at 6 p.m. 12 games pay $400. 25 bucks for two books. Additional books only $5. Play rock and roll bingo the second Saturday in February. Be ready for a game full of excitement, music, lights, and fun. Over $7,500 in cash and prizes will go. 20 games pay $250. Hands-free electronic $25. Paper $10. The last Sunday in February is Bingo Sweet Treats Marathon. 20 regular game marathon pays $1,000. Paper $25, electronic $55. We are the only place in town to offer a breakfast buffet free with your bingo buy-in. Every last Sunday of the month, over 100,000 guaranteed cash given away every month. Plus on Wednesday, February 27th, 10 lucky winners will be selected for a chance to win up to $1,000 in our chocolate-covered cash drawing. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to winriver.com and check out our bingo calendar. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's better on the river.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
The University Preparatory School Educational Foundation has announced that they will match donations up to $15,000 in order to raise $30,000 to fund Project iPad. This places an iPad and Apple TV in every classroom. UPrep's fundraising event, We're Going Places, on Saturday, March 9th, with a dinner and auction, will help to attain this goal and more. Purchase tickets and be a sponsor at myuprep.com or call 242-0424.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is February the 18th. The 18th. It's President's Day. It's the 18th.
What day is it, Carl?
The 18th.
God.
You know, the funny thing about it is, I would have bet my, you know what? You could have had my Harley today on that one. If somebody come in, it's not tonight.
I didn't want to argue all weekend because you were just determined it was
that
another day.
That is not true.
Yeah,
that is not
were.
True. That's not true.
Well,
that's
whatever.
Not true. You knew. You didn't care. You didn't care
no,
what I said.
No, I just get tired of arguing. Now, let's chat pack your questions.
Speaking of which, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, where I can walk in and I don't have to argue. Okay, argue with Tim. Haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, man's last stronghold. That's why I go there and get a haircut every day. Just kidding.
Let's go to the chat pack.
Well, let's go back to Gary Catt, our guest. Gary.
The question's out of the chat pack.
Well, there
for
are.
Gary. He wants to address.
I want to finish up the question I asked him. Okay. You know what? I just want to finish this. The commission. You're saying is that you think that, you know, the other ones don't have a problem keeping their people on the commission?
No. They
cost.
Don't.
Cost. How much does
well,
this cost?
Well, the cost is that my staff is arranging costs, and I think if I recall correctly in the staff report of the last meeting, it was between $50,000 a year and $200,000 a year. And I would say that that gap probably states that staff really doesn't have an idea. I don't think any of us do. And I think it's going to be a surprisingly low number. That's going to be because the biggest thing that's going to come forward with this is the cost isn't from the commissioners. The cost isn't the commission. The cost is staff and what staff's going to have to put together if they put things together. So you're going to have to wait until the commission's put together to see the direction they go and what they're going to ask for or what they're going to do.
How much power are they going to have?
Recommendation to council. They can put nothing in place. The council is still the ultimate authority. But what they are is an oversight commission to where folks can come in with problems with REU, whether they're billing or whatever the problems are going to be. They can come in and present them in an orderly fashion, present them to the councilors, the commissioners. The commissioners can look into the issues, and then the commissioners can bring recommendations before the council.
Okay, now these recommendations, what if two things. What if you've got more questions? You send them back out?
Oh, you get to the bottom of it.
My problem with commissions and committees, I'm not saying it won't work, all right?
Mm-hmm.
My problem with it is that it puts another layer of bureaucracy between you and the REU or you and the people.
Sure, and I totally agree with you. But don't you think in this particular case, when you have a $300 million asset, that you have five people in the city of Redding that are overseeing it, When the comment has been made, they really don't have the expertise to be able to oversee
utility. I don't think any of y'all have the expertise.
I don't do that.
That's why you hired, people to run it.
Right.
I mean, and I'm not making, I mean, that's why we hire people to do things. You hire Chief Paletti to run the police department.
And we have a really good crew running and running
you
electric
see,
utility.
You need a commission over the, a committee over the police department?
But, no.
And why is that?
Well, because the police department is run through the city manager's office with the concurrence of the city council.
Okay.
The Reading Electric Utility has problems, billing problems. There are other problems that come forward that the folks come up with, and they don't have any, they don't have a platform to really, really bring their problems forward. A commission would be that platform. Now, as far as, you know, you talk about commissions and committee, I don't like, I especially don't like committees.
Mm-hmm. Because you remember what happened really before when the last time this thing came up with REU.
Mm-hmm.
And they put together, and the idea from Mary Slagle was they put together a committee that you were on.
I was on it.
And for 6 months you all met. And what it did was it kicked the can down the road and then
we did not kick the can down.
No, not you. You all were. Yeah. What I'm saying is that the city council kicked the can down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And which is, I think those are your words.
Yep.
At one point, maybe eight times. And then you came up with some really great ideas, which they then ignored.
Right. For the most part, yes, you're right.
What's the difference?
Carl, well, the thing with it was, is I made the comment when I spoke before council when staff brought the report in. It wasn't the committee's report back then. It was staff's report that was brought in.
Okay.
And I made the comment that this report is not the committee report, that there are issues that need to be dealt with that we're not dealing with in this committee. The Reading Electric Utility Review Committee is disbanding. We're done. Our work's over with.
Right.
But there was issues that still need to be taken care of. A commission would bring these issues. Ongoing commission would be able to take these issues as they come forward and bring them up.
Okay. And that's what I'm trying to get out here.
That's my reasoning.
We've got to take a quick break. Ruth, please hang on till we get back from this break so we can stay here on time. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Reading City Councilman Gary Cadd. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
Gun Owners of California United Reading Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Reading Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time home buyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today.
North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State, 530-605-4567. It's February the 18th. It's 8:43 in the morning. Sports and show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Why Shasta Gas Propane? How about 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Trinity counties? How about veterans discounts and seniors discounts? How about competitive prices? How about they're locally owned and family operated? Shasta Gas Propane, give them a call at 530-365-3793. Our guest is Gary Cadd, and let's go to the phones. Ruth, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, Ruth.
I wanted to make a quick comment. We have the Integrity Project. We're getting introduced tonight at the Tea Party meeting. We've been invited to introduce ourselves. So if anyone wants to look into that, it's integrityprojectshasta.com. And I just want to make a real quick comment. Good morning, Linda. Love having you back. It's so wonderful to hear your voice.
Oh, and you know what? I'm glad to have to hear from you. Really, thank you,
Gary. I love what you do. And
thank you.
To be honest with you, I think you should have stuck it out with Ron and gave him a thing or two. But one of the things I wanted to say about the commission and committee with regard to REU is that the process isn't working. And the frustration of people who are going through the process, they don't get a sense that they're being heard. That's why I think, and it's my opinion, that this commission is not an extra layer, but it's a way for people to voice what's going on, and it's a way for people to be heard. And I'm not sure if this commission will have any powers to do anything other than hear people and bring those to the attention of the powers that be. But I think it's a good idea, and I think it allows people to have a voice, because people get frustrated when they don't have a voice. And that's why we're doing the Integrity Project, because of the frustration and feeling that we're not heard. And I'll let Gary comment off air, but I think you're doing a great job, and you should have stuck in there with Ron.
Well, thank you, Ruth.
Thanks, Ruth.
And in retrospect, I've already said in retrospect, I should have stayed in with Ron, because I am a fighter, and I apologize to the community for walking away, and learn from our mistakes. Now, as far as what you've just said about the frustration in the community with different layers of REU, you are exactly correct. You really worded it great, and that has been my exact philosophy of moving with this since 08, 09. You know, the years back when that committee was put together. So you're right on point in what needs to be done. So that's my reasoning for moving forward with that.
Okay. Let's talk about – I know you want to address it. Somebody's asked – we've got a lot of questions in the chat room about why do you think it went in the Record Searchlight, this whole thing?
Oh, in this article? You know, I really don't know. I was just contacted by the writer of the article, and I don't really have much communication. I don't want much communication with this person because of the
this is from the Record Searchlight.
It's from the Record Searchlight, yeah. And so I don't really have any idea how the Record Searchlight came up with it. Maybe you might have to talk to the radio host on the problem. So
everybody listens to our shows.
It wasn't for me. Well, I'm glad they do. But so anyway,
okay,
come from there.
Let's go to let's go to the police station, because we don't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
So a question in here was, did anybody take a look, or somebody wrote to Linda and said, what was it, do you still have that one up there, Linda, about why don't you look at putting them into the old City Hall?
The courthouse. You know, it's a good question. I don't know. I don't know if anybody ever thought about it. If it was brought forward at the to city staff, I know that city staff has been pushing a long time to have the police department on the Reading City campus. So it's a good question. I'll meet with Mr. Starman later today. I'll ask him, see what he says.
I can give two suggestions off the top of my head. First of all, the building is old, and you would be
number one. I think number two was the police station. Now, some folks noticed that I didn't vote number one on the police station. I voted number two. And the reason that I did that was, first of all, I knew it was going to make it onto the three list. That was first of all. But the second thing was I wanted to be sure that the $7.4 million that the city's looking at to build this these police buildings and make the move to bring the move into City Hall will cost $7.4 million, as I said. Now, I do not want it to come in at $7,450,000, that I was wanting to be 100% sure that when we go forward with this, it's not going to be, oh, we have a cost overrun of $2 million. That when the architect, Mr. Melberg and his company, when they came forward and spoke, I asked the question, now is this set up to where we're not going to wind up having an overcost, down the road? And he said, no, he said, we have these figures worked out. This will work the way it is.
I think it's described as a one story double wide.
Right.
That's what Chief Pelletti said, but he says it's very basic, but very functional.
Right. Right. And it'll get the job done of what we need. So,
we need one.
Oh yeah. Do we need one? If anybody's been in the police facility we have right now and you're walking around, these, half inch plastic hoses, clear plastic hoses are coming down out of the tiles in the ceiling.
You know, there's going to be lawsuits because they've been drinking lead in the water there for the last year. You just stand by because you're going to get probably 50 lawsuits from the police. Just kidding. All right. We got to take a break.
KCNR 1460.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novv.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay, and we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Reading, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back.
Well, I won't stand back.
I won't back down.
Oh, there we go. Wait.
No, I won't.
Oh, yeah. Back never.
Down. February 18th.
8:54 in the morning. Let's go right to the phones. Randy, what's on your mind?
Well, two things. I've been hearing you talk about the REU and the new building for our police department. First of all, on the building for the police department, Mr. Cadd, you're talking about your concern. You don't want that thing to, you know, come in $50,000 over whatever. Doesn't the city of Reading use fixed price contracts?
Yes, they do, and they also have a contingency built into that amount. What I was meaning, $50,000 over, sometimes the city comes in and the city will do a project and it's going to be a $7 million project and it winds up being $9 million. That was the intent of what I was trying to say.
Well, I understand what you were saying, but when you let a contract out for bid, the city isn't going to do all of that work. So when you put it out for bid from whatever contractors you have on your list, you say, we're going to do this for, you know, give us a bid and it's fixed price.
Well, but
so if it comes in $500,000 over or whatever, that doesn't hurt you to put it out for bid. And the city says it's going to be, you know, $4 million, and then contractor comes back and says, no, we can't do it for that. We can do it for $6 million.
Well, I'm not
something else.
I'm not meaning that the contractor would come back and say that they would change the contract. What I'm saying is the city would have add-ons and they would be adding to the project. And this is where I'm talking about.
Well, that would be considered a class 2 change or a class 1 change,
right?
But that is all has to do, as far as I'm concerned, with the initial letting of the contract. Now, if it's a mistake that you all have made in forecasting what you think this project is going to come in at, and then your bids come in and you pick the lowest bid and it's within the ballpark, then you know what it's going to be, and you're not going to be running, you know, $3-4 million.
Okay.
You know, over your initial bid. That's one thing.
I guess
what I'm saying is I don't have confidence in the way the city estimates a project. If they estimate it and it comes in at a couple of million dollars more than what they estimated it to be, or didn't plan it correctly and
so,
say,
Randy,
this and this and the requirements, and then all of a sudden they have a new requirement, then that's a class 1 change and the city would have to eat it.
Hey, Randy, Randy, you're just saying is that you don't have confidence in the fact that the city is letting the contracts out correctly, that's why the overrun is, or that?
Because we've only got like
a minute left here, Randy, so
okay,
can you round this
quick
up?
What seems to be happening, in my opinion, is that when the city estimates their own cost on the project, and then they let it out, and if it comes back higher, then they know they messed up. But if it comes back within, and it's a fixed price contract, then they can say, okay, let's go. And there better not be any class 1 changes in there because, oh, we forgot to put this room in or that room in.
Okay.
Secondly, on REU.
Randy, we've run out of time. We've only got like 2 minutes left. We have to get out.
Okay.
We'll have you back on again.
I got a good one for you on REU. I'll call you back later.
Okay. All right. Hey, thanks a lot, man.
Another time.
Hey, Gary, we only got like about, a minute and a half left. So want to round up here?
Well, excuse me. Yeah. With the REU, with the police station are two issues that we're going to be working on very shortly. And the police station, we need to move forward. The one thing that I do want to mention right now is Chief Paletti. And I think that the citizens of the city of Reading should thank their lucky stars to have a gentleman of the character of this man. The character, the business savvy, the police savvy. I can, I, I couldn't stop with the adjectives of talking about how good he is.
I think we've been very lucky. I think that the selection of Rob Pelletti has been it's really good for our city.
We mm-hmm. concur.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for being with us today.
Well,
we're
going
to have to wrap it up. It's really happened quickly. And thank you to the chat pack and all of our callers.
Gosh, yeah,
and Bob,
up.
Our producer, Bob Alonji, always for being here at
Bad
the KCNR.
Bob.
Yes.
Okay. Now, tomorrow we will be discussing a few more things on February the 19th, which is tomorrow, because today is February the 18th. And Valerie Miller is going to join us. We're going to be talking Integrity Project. We're going to be talking more gun control
stuff. Free ticket giveaways.
There's a lot of stuff going on tomorrow, too. So join us. Just remember that it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta, Redding.
This world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. He was a Hall of Fame owner. Jerry Buss, who transformed the L.A. Lakers, has died. He was at least 79, some reports say 80. The Lakers won 10 championships under him.
These men put their hands together, their souls together, and brought me with them.
Buss enshrined in the NBA Hall of Fame in 2010. He bought the Lakers in 1979 after careers in aerospace and real estate. He had a Ph.D. in chemistry and a brilliance for nurturing talent. Buss's very first draft pick was Magic Johnson. She once called her life a beautiful mess. Now loved ones are left to pick up the pieces from former country star Mindy McCready's apparent suicide. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has this live.
Lisa, Mindy McCready is dead at 37.
I need 10,000 angels.
Police at the town outside Little Rock where she lived say she took her own life just a month after her boyfriend